Barbara, to you and your family. I'd like to express condolences on behalf of Lipscomb University, its faculty and staff, students, all of the people who have performed in the Early Music Consort and the Nashville Early Music Ensemble. But also for those of you who don't know, Gerald taught at the Mountain Collegium in North Carolina every summer. And he has made friends with musicians all over the world. It is unbelievable, the people that he knows, from people in the Boston Camerata and the Baltimore Consort, Voice of the Turtle, the San Antonio Vocal Arts Ensemble, people all over the world who know and love Gerald Moore, and I know that they share in our sorrow this day. In 1989, Gerald asked me to be Lord of the Hall. I came to Lipscomb in 1979 and did my dissertation work in medieval rhetoric, and so we talked a lot. I went to all of the concerts of the Early Music Consort, and I went to the Madrigal dinners, and finally said, "It's your turn, Paul. I want you to be Lord of the Hall." And I said, "Under one condition, that's if I get to sing with the ensemble." To this day, I am astonished by the temerity of that request. And I expected to sing. I just wanted to sing one song. That's all I wanted to do. But I showed up. He said, "We meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and so if you just show up." And I showed up, and sure enough, he handed me a packet of music. And from 1989 until this last semester, I sang pretty much every semester with the Early Music Consort and with the Nashville Early Music Ensemble. This is what I came to know about Gerald. He was the consummate teacher. No question about it. Every rehearsal, most of the students in there were in his music theory class, and so every rehearsal would be a review of what had been talked about that day. You had to know whether it was a Frisian mode, Dorian mode, Mixolydian mode. You had to recognize every Picardy third that was in every piece that was there, or or you lost points the next time around. I didn't take music theory. I'm a kind of fraud when it comes to music. I have a lot of fun. And so one day he came and we were singing a lot of Arabic pieces, and I said, "Gerald, I know exactly what mode this piece is written." And he said, "What is it?" I said, "It's the Allah mode." He refused to be outdone. And one semester we were singing a piece from the region of Crimea in the southwest of Russia. And he said, came in one day and he just straight-faced and he said, "Paul, can you tell me what major body of water is in the Crimea?" And I just started going through my geography as best I could. I said, "The Baltic Sea?" He said, no, it's the Crimea River. And it was just, it was that wonderful sense of humor and gentleness about him that made it so wonderful to sing with that ensemble. What astonished me, though, is that we didn't just sing the standard repertoire. We didn't just sing Latin and French and German, Italian and Spanish. We sang Hebrew and Yiddish, Ukrainian and Russian, Hindi and Swahili, Korean and Japanese, Cherokee and Aztec, Bulgarian, Romanian, Hungarian, and the favorite of many of the women in the ensemble, Macedonian. And he taught us and taught the audiences that listened to us to embrace the music of the world, to recognize that the beautiful music of creation resounds in the voices and the instruments of humans everywhere and at every time from Jubal in Genesis chapter 4:21, the man who was the first fabricator of flutes and harps, to the present. In the entire 23 years that I sang with that group, I only saw Gerald angry one time. It was a rehearsal, and for some reason, a couple of people back there will remember, it was just one of those days. I mean, these kids sing in all the ensembles together, every chorus, they perform in every musical group if they play instruments, and so they just knew each other way too well. And one day, it was about 35 minutes into rehearsal, and Gerald said, Children, we've been in here for 35 minutes, we've got nothing done. When I raise my arm and give the downbeat, you're supposed to sing. Who is the leader of this band?" And I thought, Gerald Moore. Fortunately, my filter was working that day and I didn't sing that out loud. It's hard to imagine what it takes to lead an ensemble like the Early Music Consort. Most early music groups have between 3 to 8 musicians in them. We had 20 to 26 every semester. Get everybody to sing on time, on pitch, all together, with distinct diction, was a very difficult task. Most of the music that we sang, when Gerald would find it, only have a melody line, and so he had to create all of the harmonies and all of the instrumentation, spent countless hours doing that, like any good teacher would. One semester I walked in and I looked at all of these things and it looked like everything said arranged by Gerald Moore, arranged by Gerald Moore, arranged by Gerald Moore, arranged by Gerald Moore. I said, Gerald, are you the lone arranger? And he just almost kicked me out at that point. If you go online to Sassato Press, though, you'll find two of his arrangements that you can purchase. The International Christmas, which we just performed, and a group of Native American songs. And he just extended himself all of the time because he believed so much in early music. He was a leader in another way as well. One summer, we didn't have a harpsichord, and you need to have a harpsichord if you're going to play Renaissance music. And so one summer, he and Phil Schott got together. They bought a kit, and they made a harpsichord. Just put it all together. It lasted for about 15, 17 years, something like that. And, you know, we'd have to tweak it every once in a while and tune it quite a bit. But he built that harpsichord so that we would have something to make this an authentic ensemble. So when he retired and the harpsichord had seen better days, the members of EMC and the Friends of the Music Department bought a harpsichord, dedicated it to him. On February 3rd, 1959, there was a plane crash in Clear Lake, Iowa. Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, the Big Bopper all died in that plane crash. And Don McLean, in his song American Pie, called it the day the music died. I think the thing about being a performer is that sometimes the music can die because nobody can play your music exactly like you do. But Gerald has left us a legacy of music and trained, you can see them back here, trained so many musicians, arranged so much music, that his legacy will live on, that his music will always be performed. My most significant memory of EMC came October the 27th, 1996. We were in Memphis for the first and only Memphis Early Music Festival. Some of you might remember this. We had just learned a new polyphonic tune, In Te Domine Speravi, and sang it in this beautiful Gothic Episcopal Cathedral in Memphis. In you, Lord, have I hoped. We all, I think, get these images in our mind when someone we know dies, when a saint dies. We try to imagine what heaven would be like and what's going to happen when we get there. And I just have this image of Gerald, all these weird musical instruments in the Old Testament. And I think, what a great thing. You know, he's got zithers and timbrels and all kinds of things like that that we don't know very much about, a shofar, which we have blown in our consort. In Revelation chapter 5, it's kind of fun because when everybody's lamenting the fact that there's nobody to open, to break the seals on the scroll and read this book, who is going to do it? And what you find then are these 24 elders and the four living creatures falling down before the Lamb, each holding his harp. I have this image of Gerald now, surrounded by people with cornetos and cornetos, shawms and sackbuts and serpents, Rausch fifes and rackets, lutes and rebecks, violas de gamba, harps, and maybe even a hurdy-gurdy. And just before the group begins to play In Te Domine Speravi, God taps Gerald on the shoulder and hands him something to play as well and announces to all of those people and to us as well, Gerald, you were right. The crumb horn is a serious instrument. Thank you, Gerald, for the gift of music. Thank you for being our teacher, our leader, our friend. Peace, perfect peace, with loved ones far away. In Jesus' keeping, we are safe and they. Acquiesce in pacem, Gerald. Rest in peace. Rest in the arms of the Prince of Peace. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.